In today's video, I bring you two short stories that take place after World War II, in which Padre Pio knew about distant events, proving his connection with the divine. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our stories. Our first story is sourced from the book titled The Padre, St. Pio of Pietrelcina, written by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniero. Father Marcellino shares a fascinating anecdote from the life of a veterinary doctor named Carlo Colalillo, who found himself jobless after being discharged from the army after World War II had ended. Listen to this. Dr. Carlo Colalillo from Boiano, a city in central Italy, was happy to be finally discharged from the army on August 1, 1946, almost a whole year after the war had officially ended. He couldn't wait to get back home where his elderly parents were waiting for him, along with his wife and his little daughter, whom he had seen only once since her birth. After the initial joy of being back home, Carlo soon began to worry about his financial situation. He didn't want to be a burden to his father, especially not now when he had a family to take care of. So, one day he poured out his concerns to his sister, Alfonsina, who was preparing to travel to San Giovanni Rotondo to confess to Padre Pio. She promised her brother that she would ask Padre Pio for his guidance and prayers. However, when Alfonsina arrived at San Giovanni Rotondo and shared her brother's concerns with Padre Pio, he immediately told her that the problem had already been resolved. But Alfonsina was confused by this answer. She thought maybe Padre Pio was simply trying to console her, so she continued to ask him for his prayers for her brother. "Do you understand that your brother already has a job?" Padre Pio responded. Alfonsina fell silent, still baffled at what Padre Pio was trying to say. That same night, Alfonsina returned home and shared her conversation with Padre Pio, saying that the Holy Friar had assured her that Carlo need not worry about his future. Now, you can just imagine Alfonsina's surprise when she learned that the very morning she had left for San Giovanni Rotondo, her brother had received and accepted a job offer for an important veterinary position, replacing the previous veterinarian who had moved north. It became clear that Padre Pio's words had indeed held true, as Carlo's employment situation had been resolved even before Alfonsina reached San Giovanni Rotondo. Saint Augustine emphasizes the importance of confidence in divine providence. Trust the past to the mercy of God, the present to His love, and the future to His providence. End of our first story. Our second story takes place in 1949, when a woman named Noemi, who resided in Florence, was sent by her family to travel to San Giovanni Rotondo for a very special reason: to ask about her nephew who had disappeared in the Russian countryside. You see, Noemi's nephew was an officer in the Italian army, and his whereabouts were unknown after the war. This is what she shared about her visit to Padre Pio. When Noemi arrived in San Giovanni Rotondo, she joined the confession queue, eager to ask Padre Pio about her nephew. However, when it was her turn to enter the confessional, the excitement was so great that she forgot to ask about her nephew. She only remembered after leaving the confessional, and she couldn't just cut in line to ask Padre Pio one more question. Poor Noemi was overwhelmed by guilt. She couldn't return to Florence without asking Padre Pio about her sister's son, so she joined the confession queue again. When her turn came, and as she was kneeling down, she heard Padre Pio's voice saying, "Daughter, you are here again?" I know why you've come. It's for your nephew. He will return home, but he is very ill and will die soon. Noemi returned to Florence, but only shared the good news with her sister, that her son was alive and would come back home. Eventually, Noemi's nephew did return, but he was indeed very ill. And, just as Padre Pio had prophesied, he died just a few months later. However, I imagine the family found peace in the knowledge that they had been granted the precious opportunity to reunite with their beloved son and nephew, helping him prepare for his eternal journey to heaven. End of story. Thank you for listening. Please do share this video to help our channel grow, and please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find a link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.